Connectivity episode 219. I'm Adam Abu Nasser, and I am joined today by Carmine Red.
Team Neon Blue and Red.
Kelton Rice.
Switch gonna give it to you.
And Brian Rose.
I'm for Team Gray because I am very plain and neutral, so go gray, go gray.
Wow, okay.
It's gray or black. Yeah.
So I guess
I like things plain, so there you go.
So I guess no one is on Team Zelda stickers, which look pretty cool, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Zelda stickers? What's the Zelda stickers we're talking about?
Oh my gosh. Dude, Hori's coming out with Zelda stickers for the Switch.
You're talking
for the
Switch. Like, right?
Oh, wait. Okay, if you're talking about that, I literally just pre-ordered that like 20 minutes ago. So
okay, so Kelton is Team Stickers.
Yes, 100%. And earbuds, too. Did you guys see the earbuds?
I saw the earbuds.
Yeah,
get the earbuds.
Yeah, I fought the urge not to, but yeah, they're already on pre-order now, so.
All right, well, anyways, Nintendo has already announced all of their, you know, big franchises are coming to Switch, and we are the committee in charge of deciding what else will come to Switch. So we are going to pitch our games that are never coming to Switch, but that we want to come to Switch, and that, like, could come to Switch, but, like, probably aren't. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first? Mm. Wow.
Well, I thought of something. I thought of one.
Yeah.
Well,
should I go? Should I propose it?
Yeah, I'll go next after you.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, what is a long-lost Nintendo franchise that has been revived in forever and maybe could get another shot on Switch? And you know, since the screen itself has like a touch pad kind of thing, I was thinking like maybe like an eShop version or a new version of Balloon Fight, where you would use the touch controls kind of like Flappy Bird.
Oh.
And you'd kind of use that and you'd go through various levels. I think that would be kind of fun, and it would be kind of hip and modern, but at the same time it's like, yeah, it's Balloon Fight, so it's a new take on a retro franchise, which might be kind of cool. I would play it.
Yeah, I would listen to that song.
Yeah, the song's awesome.
Yeah, I love this song.
Balloon Fight was actually pretty awesome in Nintendo Land.
Yeah, I hated that one because I was really bad at it. But the music was good.
Yeah, Balloon Fight theme's awesome.
You could use like the Joy-Cons to like flap your arms if you wanted like the realistic version.
Oh,
they'll
there
throw that
you
in
go.
As an option. Yeah, they'll throw it in as an option. And like the Joy-Cons have those weights to them too. So like you could probably like feel like if you like hit a balloon, like maybe if you like end up flapping one with your arms or something, it'll like somehow like pop or like buzzy or something with the hands.
And there's like spikes or something. So maybe you would feel like if you poked a spike, like the Joy-Con would just stab your hand.
This HD Rumble thing sounds dangerous.
Yeah,
I don't want to put this in the hands of children.
It really feels like being stabbed.
So if the Joy-Cons inflict pain, does Nintendo have to do a recall?
Like,
how does that work?
No, that's the big selling point.
That's the HD Rumble. I didn't even know HD Rumble was a thing until I read about it. I'm like, but why is it high def rumbling? But isn't it like the same? I mean, like, isn't it rumbling either way? Like, I don't get it.
No, I think there are multiple motors, and each motor has like a bunch of different sensitivity levels.
Okay.
And
sure.
Yeah, it's just supposed to. They're supposed to be able to make it feel like more things than just like.
I bet this is like a feature that it's like you can try to describe it, but until you actually get it in your hand, you won't know exactly what it's like.
Yeah, that's right.
I've
been hearing people say good things about it, but I just can't really imagine what that feels like. Unless I've actually been there and, like, have tried to milk a cow, which I've never done in my life. Or maybe I should just walk out to the kitchen, get a glass, get three ice cubes, and, like, rattle it around, and just that'll be me until March 3, just rattling around ice cubes in a glass, waiting for the switch.
Just tape two, like, cups of water with ice on the side of your gamepad, and there you go. You have a Switch.
Yeah.
No, but the best way to kind of understand how the HD Rumble works is to watch the Switch presentation, because the guy does a really good job of really confusing you and, like, not making sense and making it really hard to imagine. And then you just make up your own example, and no one can prove you wrong yet.
All I remember about that demonstration was he kept talking about ice, and then I remember thinking about milking the cow and, you know, playing the draw game, like the cowboy shooting game or whatever. I'm like, okay, how does this make any sense? Because I don't get, like, what does all this have to do with, like, high-definition rumbling? Like, I was very confused.
The one that really got me was when they started doing the Western one, because I was like, okay, so I get the concept of, like, ice rattling around in the controller, but what got me was, like, watching the Western thing, I was like, so am I just going to feel the bullets leave out of the chamber? Like, how is that exactly going to work?
Oh, that would be really sweet if you felt fling forward really quickly.
Yeah, and it feels like it just goes out. Like, so, like, it rumbles, but you can, like, feel, like, there's, like, weight that, like, loses from it, so it feels like a loaded gun. That's what I'd have to assume that would, like, they were trying to express with that, but I don't know. I'd be cool with that, though.
I was really confused by that part, because I was live tweeting it for the site, and it was my first time ever, like, live tweeting anything, so I was just really confused. I was like, is this, like, do people care about this? Like, should I be, like, tweeting, like, very, like, quickly, like, oh my gosh, like, it's, like, a quick draw ice cube game.
Confirmed, Nintendo just showed cowboys on stage.
Yeah.
It's like, what does that mean?
Cowboys confirmed for Switch.
You want to know what I thought when I first saw the cowboys? I thought it was going to be like Red Dead Redemption or something, and then...
Yeah!
This isn't Red Dead Redemption.
No, it is not.
No, I was expecting to see that too.
It was going to be Dylan. It was going to be their third Dylan game. That's what it ought to have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you actually have to roll around on the ground. You don't look at the screen. You just roll around on the ground and hit into enemies in real life.
It's got the camera.
I still love that series. That series is like brain meltingly. It takes way too much attention, but. To play, but I still love it.
See, I love so much about that game. I just felt like it was missing a little bit of polish, you know? Like, it could have used another couple months of sort of in the oven.
I'm way too, like, obsessive about, like, trying to perfect a level, so that game just made me, like, burn out. After, like, three levels, I'm like, I am so tired.
Yeah.
You're, like, down to the minute on everything. Down to the second on everything.
A bit easier, and I probably would have beat it. Like, I liked it, but I did not.
So, I have a question. Like, how are we trying to create, like, super crazy ideas here? Or, like, straight up, like, this could totally happen stuff? Because I got both.
Well, in theory, anything could happen, you know? We live in a world of infinite possibilities.
Like, who would have thought that we were going to get a Bomberman game at launch, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
No.
So, anything can happen.
Yeah. Gear of Dreams.
Back to the dead.
Yeah.
I really like, and I've talked about this before, I think I've mentioned it like once before, that I'm like, oh, Civilization 6, I'm so into it right now.
Oh.
But you know what other game has hexes? Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival Island Escape! Mm. So.
Oh my gosh. Are you talking about Animal Crossing Civilization?
Yes, Animal Crossing Civilization.
Like that. Oh.
That would be a good crossover.
Yeah, because it is because you've got your expand, you've got your 4X gameplay, and then you've got villages. And instead of just like, I think in Civilization 6 you make districts, and so that you can like you make a city on one hex, and then you've got a certain number of hexes around that for resources, and then you can build like this will be my science district. Except with Animal Crossing Civilization, you have all the animals. All your villagers, and then you use that village and you set their house there, and then that will determine the types of resources you get out of it. And then, because there's really, like, you've got this entire game map, and there's other towns setting up, once you claim that villager, they can't use that villager. But, you know, there's like 400, how many cards do I have? 450 of them, so.
So can you steal villagers from each other? like in regular Animal Crossing.
That might be interesting. Yeah, I could see that where like one of the like advanced gameplay things is to say, you know what, that guy is a district, has a villager who I really want. I have to like campaign and sort of steal that building from them, and then their city town will have like an empty spot where that villager used to be because that villager moved into yours. So it's actually a little more cutthroat than regular civilization. Regular civilization, you're building in that spot, you've got your campus district, and all you can do to deprive them of it is to like pillage it and, you know, sort of sack it until they repair it. So, this could be interesting, especially if you combine a sort of like train system between all the towns. So you've got this like competitive, a little bit more of a competitive SimCity sort of like trading aspect where it's like, oh, I'm trading with them, but I'm sort of like, I sort of see that like they've got more tourism than I do, actually, which is another part of Civilization VI. So I think if Nintendo's looking for another crossover opportunity, you know, which is, worked well for them so far, Animal Crossing and Civilization or another 4X type of genre.
I would play that. Actually, I'm mad that we're recording this and releasing it into the world instead of just making that game. Because that sounds awesome.
Well, let's go pitch it to Nintendo. We can still cancel, I guess.
Carmine, who's making it? Is Nintendo making it or are they licensing it out?
Licensing it out.
Okay.
So Firaxis? Are you talking about the Civilization developer?
Yeah.
Maxis does the SimCity games.
Yeah.
Firaxis does Civilization, I think.
Mm-hmm. Let me just double check if, see who would own the franchise at this point. I wonder,
SimCity Take-Two.
Take-Two right now. But I mean, I think Animal Crossing would lend itself as a franchise thematic overlay over a lot of different 4X style games.
And I do think, would you want it to be like difficult and challenging and deep, or would you want it to be more simple and open, sort of like anyone can just pick it up and kill some time with it?
Civilization VI isn't too crazy. You can play these games on like easy mode, which is sort of what I do. But you can have a lot of systems and have it like deep and complex, but you can also like scale back the AI so that you can play it without, you know, without having to min-max stuff and still have fun.
And do they go to war? Are there nukes?
6, well, there are, but there's so many different ways to win in the latest Civilization VI. You can win through tourism and culture in the latest one.
Animal Crossing. Are there going to be nukes in Animal Crossing?
Animal
Crossing will probably have, like, competitive, like, jigsaw puzzle competitions. That's how they fight. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Chess matches.
Animal Crossing chess matches.
That takes place at Total Domination Victory. Chess.
I'm having trouble picturing Animal Crossing doing anything more violent than like lacrosse, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Which like, would also be another great game. I think
or
they need
bug catching.
I think they need Mario's soccer game.
Super Strikers.
They need that for lacrosse, and they can throw Animal Crossing characters in there, and they've got another one. So
that's a hit. I love it.
Yeah, I would play that.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, I dig that. I want that.
All right, well, Kelton, do you have one?
Yes. So this is like, it's definitely more of a dream of mine than I guess something that they would legitimately do. But I would love it if they took the Mother series, as it's known in Japan, or technically Earthbound here, and I want them to make like a... sort of like a did you guys play Ni No Kuni at all? Like, are you familiar with Ni No Kuni's concepts?
I played the first one a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, I don't particularly love the combat in that game, but the look and the presentation I would think would, not the art style necessarily, but would translate really well to, like, a Earthbound type game. Like, if they did, like, a 3D version. Like, I think it would be really cool if they took that type of style of gameplay, like that Earthbound is, and they just put it into, like, a 3D space, and they just kind of let you, you know, they still kept the cool music, and they kept characters, and, like, it could either be a new Mother game, or it could be, like a remake of Earthbound. Like, either way, I would love that. Like, I think that would just be so cool.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I think, well, I mean, we know it, we're supposed to be talking about things that might never happen, but I can't see it, like, happening, but I would be interested in like that.
Yeah.
I just think a toy is, like, completely done with that series. I think it's completely done with Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we could see, like, a remake maybe someday. I think it would be a big news story. I don't know how well, like, it would sell, really, but everyone would, like, say they would buy it, you know?
Yeah. See, and that's the problem. Like, us, like, Earthbound fans have to, like, come out of, like, I think there's probably, like, only, like, what, like, maybe 10 of us at this point? Like, there's a good chunk of people who love.
Hey, that game's still in, like, the top 20 best-selling virtual console games. So I think there's a fan base out there.
Yeah, but the Wii U is still on, like, the list of bottom 20 selling consoles.
Well, it's not really bad.
It's sick.
Get wrecked.
It's not like the Xbox One in Japan.
Like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not doing well.
Feel like if Nintendo did something to kind of snazzy Earthbound up a little bit, and they didn't use, like, marketing saying this game stinks this time.
Like, I know.
Like, use marketing that says this game is good.
Yeah. Like, guys, I got that You Are Now Earthbound, like, package or whatever from Fangamer, and it came with the scratch and sniff card. I smelled those smells, man. I didn't know. I was, like, this was the year before I was born that Earthbound came out. I did not know that they literally, like, put those smells in that box. Like, who in their right mind thought it was a good idea to put
that? Was kind of the craze back then. Like, scratch and sniff cards.
So how did you like that?
It was really stinky before you came into the world.
Dude, let's put it this way.
I like smelling stuff.
I had a headache after it. Like, I it didn't really make me want to play Earthbound. It really just made me want to go take a shower. I was like, this is, like, the opposite of what I should want to do.
Do you still have them? Do they still have the scent? I'll buy them off you.
Well, I have two, actually, because one came with the Legends of Localization, and one came with the You Are Now Earthbound. So I might actually still have another.
Oh my gosh, you have doubles? Are you serious?
Maybe, yeah, but they're, like, they're different looks.
Earthbound fans. Capture this man.
Well, let's be careful, because, like, I'm gonna have people beating on my door, and I really would like just to, like, you know, curl up in my ball, like, in the corner, and just hug them, because I really don't want anybody to take them from me.
hug your smells.
Yeah. Yep. Fuzzy pickles. I just sitting in the corner saying fuzzy pickles over and over again. But yeah, I just think that, like, this, like, I mean, we see, like, the gameplay when I was playing Earthbound last year, like, I noticed that the gameplay is, like, super similar, like, not entirely in terms of, like, catching and stuff, but, like, in terms of combat, it's kind of similar to, like, Pokemon. Because, like, I think, didn't Ape work on Pokemon? Like,
yeah, a lot of those that team worked on the first Pokemon games. I think they made creatures after that.
Yeah, because, like, Earthbound's story and, like, the characters and, like, the music are, like, way more memorable to me than any Pokemon game, just because it's so different, and it feels almost like a 1980s Tim Burton movie, or, like, a 1990s Tim Burton movie that just, like, became about, like a little boy, and he's going on an adventure. But, like, I think, like, they could, like, Nintendo could totally take the game, like, the ideas that it has, and put it into something that, like, modern audiences could love. Because, I mean, it's definitely gained more of a cult following over the last 10 years, or last 20 years.
Definitely.
So, if we're getting a new game, who's making it? Because Itoi said he's not interested, but he said that he would be willing to, like, pass the series on to someone else. But he's so tied up with the series, like, who takes this over?
I was thinking Level 5, because they've done, like, they did, like, the Dark Cloud series. I think they did Ni No Kuni, and they've done a few other RPGs, but, like, they have more of a heritage.
Didn't they help a bit with Mother 3?
Now that you mention it, they might have, because I don't think, I know she goes, yeah, because I know Itori was working on Mother 3, but I don't entirely know how that process went. Yeah, so there's a chance they could have been involved with that somehow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my dream, though.
And does it come with smell cards? But good smells. Like, this game smells good.
Yeah. Like, this game is good. You should definitely smell this. Can you
imagine filtering in a direct, like, this smells good. Yes, oh my gosh. Good.
Yes. Like, him and Reggie just sit there, like, getting high off of the smell cards for, like, 2 minutes. Yes, I want to see that Nintendo Direct. The cotton candy, because, like, Matt, was it Magicent? Like, Magicent kind of already looked like cotton candy. So it's like, just do cotton candy, guys. Like, yeah, that works totally good.
Oh, I'd love to have one of those magic hand tarts.
Do you think you can get earthbound scented candles?
Ooh. Funny story real quick. Actually, smell, actually, like, before I even realized there were smell cards when I played Earthbound for the first time, I was playing it, and I actually had a candle, like, lit in my house, and it was, like, a eucalyptus and green tea, like, stress relief candle, and that candle burns so strong that it, like, really mellows you out. So the whole time, I was playing this game with these psychedelic colors and this music, and I was... I was so mellowed out when I was playing it. Like, my mom walks into my room, seeing me, like, she walks into the house, she's like, is this like a drug den or something? I was like, no.
just a candle.
She just hears like the tequila music, like from like that sounds like tequila, like when you're fighting the dog, and she smells the candle. Like, maybe you should like stop one or the other.
Yeah, because like those visual effects of the battle scene and all the like the spell effects zooming in or like coming in or coming out, the concentric, and then if you ever stop and have a coffee break in the game.
Yes, that's true.
It's like super visceral, yeah. And it's like when you just see Cygames flash across the screen and you're like, oh boy, like I gotta sit a timeout for a second.
Alright, well, my game that I would like to see someday is called Metroid 5.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever gonna happen. Yeah, I want just a regular 2D Metroid. Like I everyone, feel like
we're traveling back in time with Metroid, so you might see a Metroid -5 before you see Metroid 5.
That's fine. I don't really care. I just want a 2D Metroid because, like, people talk about Metroid Prime like it's some sort of like groundbreaking, great game design, but I hate all 3D games. I think maybe I don't know. I think 2D games, like when Super Metroid came out, they were perfect. And 3D games aren't there yet, design-wise. There's a lot more to work with, a lot more things that you have to consider when designing a game. They're a lot more expensive. So, like, Metroid Prime is cool. I played a lot of it. I didn't beat it. I didn't beat either of the sequels either. I didn't buy Federation Force. I don't think I would buy a Metroid Prime 4 if it came out on Switch, unless, like, it was really dead and everyone on Twitter was talking about it. I'd be like, all right, I guess I'll get it. But like a follow-up to Super Metroid, I would play that.
So I've actually been, that's actually the game that I've been playing recently, because that was like a hole in my gaming knowledge that I was like, I want to patch this up real fast. So that's technically like the only like Metroid game that really sticks out to me. I am a fan of a lot of the Metroid, like staples, but I really like Super Metroid for me is the one where I want something like that. Again, because I feel like Nintendo hasn't made like a Metroid like that in a long time.
Well, the last one would be Zero Mission, which was came out 10 years ago.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I always forget about Zero Mission. I've never played that one. I need to play that one.
See, now that I haven't played that one, but that one I've heard is comparable to Super Metroid in the fact that like it runs on a better engine and stuff. Like it's basically just the first Metroid remade, but like Super Metroid, it plays like Super Metroid.
It's the first Metroid remade with very Super Metroid-like influences.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And I guess Metroid Fusion, too, since that one came out before Zero Mission. So, yeah.
Yeah. And there's that Metroid 2 remake that might be somewhere on the internet. You know, I'm going to play some Metroid. I don't care about Metroid 5 anymore. Thanks, guys. I've got like a bunch of other Metroid games. Okay, so... with my Metroid story, I got Metroid Fusion when I was a kid, right when it came out. It was my first Metroid game, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. But, like, it was kind of hard, and I never beat it, but, like, I played it a lot. And then one day, like, 15 years later, I was asleep in my bed, and I woke up just out of nowhere, and I walked to my Wii U, and I was, like, in a trance. I turned it on, and this was back when they were, like, selling everything for 30 cents, like, right when it came out.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
And I had just picked all of those up, and this force came and woke me up and said, oh, go play Super Metroid. It's really good. And I went and just turned on my Wii U and played Super Metroid for the first time. And I was like, wow. Like, it just, like, gripped me. Like, I would come home from work and just play it. Like, I got so obsessed with it. Just out of nowhere. Like, I don't know what made me wake up in the middle of the night and start this game. And then I went back and beat Fusion. And Metroid Fusion, it felt like a game for someone who wanted more Metroid, but had never played any other Metroid game before. If that makes sense.
Yeah, because that was the first one I played too. Like, I was too young to play Super Metroid, or, I mean, I wasn't too young because I had a Super Nintendo when it came out around 95. I think it came out around that time. But I never really got into this series until I was older, and I got the Game Boy Advance, and I got Fusion, and that was like the first game that really got me into the 2D games. And I didn't get Zero Mission, but I played Zero Mission on the Virtual Console, and that's also a great game. So, I mean, if you want to play Metroid and you've never really gotten into this series, I think the best one's probably Fusion. That was very easy to get into.
Yeah, that's what I did when I was a kid. I just ran around, and the power-ups are really fun because it's like evil goo, and it follows you around, and you're like, oh no, evil goo, don't kill me. But you're really a health power-up, I know that.
I
think that's really awesome what you say about, like, when 3D came, stuff got more complicated and more expensive. And I'm like, you know, if maybe Metroid should just embrace its, like, nicheness and say, you know what, we can make great games in 2D, and we should just do that if we're never going to get more than, like, however many people are willing to buy a Metroid game. If you can never break that number, make a 2D game. They will still all be really happy if it's as good as Super Metroid, and you will make a great game.
Yeah, you can make it cheap. Axiom Verge, I don't know if you guys have played that, but I've played a decent amount of it, and it's just fun, you know? It makes me feel, like, carefree and young. I'm just jumping around shooting aliens or whatever.
There are so many games inspired by Metroid, the Metroid series. I mean, it's kind of sad that Nintendo hasn't really taken advantage of that and hasn't really put anything out with Metroid except for that Federation Force game that I'm sure is great, but, I mean, just by the way people reacted, I don't think it's what people wanted.
Yeah, I feel like at this point, there have been way more Metroidvanias done better by other people in the last, like, 10 years than there have been from Nintendo, and that's such a weird thing, considering the fact that, like, Metroid, like, there's Metroidvania, like, Metroid is in the title of that. Like Guacamelee was one that I played that I really liked.
That's another one.
Yeah, like, that was an awesome game, but, like, Nintendo doesn't make games like that anymore, exactly. And I want that again.
Yeah, but, I think Nintendo's creative influences are in other directions. I mean
true.
Miyamoto for so long has, like, dominated the creative styles, and then now we're seeing some new ones with Splatoon and ARMS. I just suspect that Metroid doesn't have, like, the champions it used to internally who have visions about how to do a game like that.
Who was the designer for the Metroid series? Was it Miyamoto?
No, it was, so let me think here. Was it, no, Gunpei Yokoi? Was that the...
Yeah, I think he worked on it.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's, like, the father of it.
Yeah, let me take a look here. Because, yeah, I've been checking that out this week. Makoto Kano, Gunpei Yokoi, and Yoshio Sakamoto, I think.
Oh, Sakamoto.
Yeah, I think those were, like, the creative guys behind it. They had kind of a different team.
Yeah. I mean, maybe this is why, like, they're not touching Earthbound again. If Itoi doesn't want to do it, does anyone else know how to do an Earthbound?
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, because they seem like they're trying to figure out, like, where to put their creative, like, where to put their franchises into, like, good creative hands. Because it's like they've had Retro doing Donkey Kong for, like, the last, you know, few titles. So.
Yeah, and I want Retro to make this game.
Yeah.
Because Retro, I mean, I know their staff has changed up a lot, but they have to have some people that, I mean, why would they work there if they weren't, like, fans of the Metroid universe? Like, Retro is so closely tied. I mean, I know a job is a job, but if someone's really excited, yeah. Like, oh, Retro, I know them from Metroid or Donkey Kong. Like, I know them from one of those two series, probably. So there has to be some love for Metroid there. And with the love and the attention that they gave to the Donkey Kong Country Returns games, I think they could do justice to, they said, like, okay, try your best to make a Metroid game better than Super Metroid. I think that they would be excited, like, oh, hey, like, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. And they've definitely got, like, a good line, like, you know, with regardless of the fact that, like, I feel like we're, you know, looking back at Metroid Prime, we'd prefer the 2D style, I still think that they got the aesthetic and, like, the presentation of that game down really well. Like, it felt like a Metroid game. I really just wanted it done, like, I don't know, I feel like level design didn't show through as much with it. Because level
Wait,
design...
Which game?
In Metroid Prime.
Oh.
Yeah, well, no, no. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've never been a big Metroid person, but, like, Metroid Prime, I find it real hard to say anything against it. I think, really, we just want to see Metroid come back to 2D, you know, and see what they can do with Nintendo returning to that.
See, my problem with Metroid Prime is that Metroid is about exploration and action, and Metroid Prime was about scanning. And I did not like scanning.
I had Metroid Prime, but I never really got into it. I don't know what it is.
Well, you have to scan then, everything. That's what it was really boring.
It was that, and I just never got, like, into the first person thing. Like, those games are really tough to get into, for me at least.
I would feel, like, a lot more willing to go back into them if my only option wasn't trying to hunt down a GameCube or playing it on the Wii. Like, if they brought it back to Virtual Console and Switch with, like, analog controls, I would feel better about playing it. But, yeah, I just don't really want to be playing it on the Wii, in all honesty. That's just kind of, yeah.
I did like the controls in Metroid Prime 3 a lot, and I think that one had less scanning. That was more like, that was more an answer to Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a story-driven campaign, like, you were in an army or something, and other people were, like, talking, like, oh, Travis, get away from that explosion over there. It was a weird game.
You know, I just realized, too, we haven't brought up Metroid Other M at all.
there's probably a reason for that.
Next. Yeah,
I was gonna say. Do you guys think that they would ever try something like in that formula again, or do you guys think that whole thing that they did there is completely dead in terms of what they did with that?
No, if we're getting another Metroid game, they're either going to go forward like they did with Federation Force and try something new, or they're going to go back to proven success like Metroid Prime or Super Metroid.
Yeah,
I don't think they'll ever outsource Metroid again either. Because Other M was, wasn't it like Team Ninja or something?
Yes, it was Team Ninja.
Yeah, they're not ever touching another Metroid game, I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, does anyone else have another game?
Ooh, so many. Like, let's get an Eternal Darkness 2 here, guys. And let's get some, like, and with that HD rumble, let's, like, plunge our hands into, like, decaying flesh. And, like, feel the beating hearts of stuff, you know. Let's inject some trauma center into there and have, like, this really crazed horror story where you're, like, trying to, like, do dissections of these unearthly monsters. I'd love to see a horror game really, like, take the HD rumble and see what it can do with that. And whether, I mean, maybe it's Eternal Darkness 2, maybe it's something else. Or maybe it's just like a super realistic trauma center, but I think just the idea of plunging your hands into something. I'm like, what can you do with this HD rumble? Ooh, like this heart is still beating. I can feel it beating, you know?
So you want like a zombie trauma center kind of?
Maybe? Zombie sort of like constrains it. With Eternal Darkness 2, it's more horror, like you might be plunging your hands into something and it might be dead, it might be not, it might be of this world, it might be not, you know. It's sort of like a Lovecraftian thing, and it's like I'm not sure what I'm feeling, but it's alive somehow, you know.
Now, in this game, is the main mechanic plunging your hands into things?
That would probably be like the... I know Eternal Darkness had like a lot of different characters, but like I think the main character in the past would be like a Victorian era doctor, you know, and he thinks that the dead are, or he thinks the dead are coming back to life, so he's going around to like all these cadavers and bodies in the morgue, and he's like doing autopsies, like doing these like insane autopsies on them, and that's like one of the characters like I could see. And like again, maybe it's not Eternal Darkness, but I just think like with HD Rumble, maybe a horror game would be a great thing to have. Actually, in my notes here, I've written down Eternal Darkness 2 / The Telltale Heart, because I just want to feel something beating in my hand, you know.
Oh, that's a good name, and also your notes.
That's good. I like the idea that like Nintendo would get some horror games on their systems, because I feel that's something that's gotten really big in the last like 5 years or so, like from like the Five Nights at Freddy's and like all the people like doing YouTube live streams of them getting scared of like horror games. Like that's gotten so big, and so the idea of Nintendo getting like a horror game that like was really big or something on their system would be a cool idea.
Yeah, I know Resident Evil 7 is blowing up right now, but Capcom says they don't have any Resident Evil games planned for Switch. But if Nintendo kind of had an answer to that, then I think that could draw a crowd.
Yeah. Well, what kind of horror franchises has Nintendo done in the past? I mean, like, they are kind of into Fatal Frame a while ago. I think the last Fatal Frame was on the Wii U.
Yeah, it was on the Wii U. It was a weird, like, free-to-play thing here.
Yeah. I mean, in speaking of like Nintendo EAD, I don't know if horror is really their mindset. That the closest they've come is what, Luigi's Mansion, right?
Yeah, like dude, Luigi's Mansion is terrifying.
That was the first thing that came to mind. I'm like, yeah, Luigi's Mansion. Yeah,
that's. I was scared of it. Back in the day, I was scared of it.
So, Carmine, who makes this game?
Not Dennis Dyack. I don't know, honestly.
Probably, yeah. You kept talking about Trauma Center. Like, isn't that Atlas? Do you want Atlas to make it? I mean, Sega has a lot of other people that could work on other parts of the game.
I don't know. I don't think that the horror is really like you guys were talking about Metroid. There's a lot of atmosphere there. It has to be someone who really loves the thematics of horror. Yeah. And I'm afraid if it's like anything like Trauma Center, we'll get lots of dialogue and you know, and a lot of like narration where it has to be more atmosphere. And I don't really, I'm not knowledgeable off the top of my head over who could pull that off.
Would you ever try and get a movie director? Like, I know that, like Del Toro is working on games now. Would you ever try and do something like that?
I think I could see that happening. I mean, who's movie directors? There's Del Toro and then there's Spielberg any other movie directors?
So you want the Steven Spielberg horror game exclusive on Nintendo Switch?
No. But I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe Gareth Edwards can do it now.
James Wan has his hands on like a lot of horror franchises. He did Conjuring and Insidious. Plus, he does like action and stuff too. He does like he's going to be doing the Aquaman movie, I think, and he did Fast and Furious 7.
But every once in a while, we see, like, a really weird, like, Japanese horror movie come over, you know? Like, I think the Grudge movies were originally, like, in Japanese. But they
The Ring.
Like, The Ring.
Yeah, The Ring. The Host, I think, was one of them.
They have crazy, weird, like, scary movies over there.
Was
maybe
The Host
get
Korean?
A Japanese director.
Oh, that might be actually, now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess, well, actually, it's weird. The Wii had a lot of these franchises.
Yeah, there was a Silent Hill game on there.
Yeah, it had a good number of them. So it's sort of weird. I mean, these franchises. I don't know where did all these franchises go.
We got a funny guy over here. Did you guys ever play Year Walk on the Wii U?
No.
No, I think I might have it on something, but I never
that,
played it.
Yeah, it's on iPad and iPhone, but that game, man, that game was scary. Like, it wasn't like part of it was a little bit of jump scare, part of it was like the atmosphere was just really unsettling. I didn't play it on Wii U, I played it on iPhone, but it was a really, really creepy game. Like, it had a great story, and I could see the guys Somogo who did that doing like a little eShop title that could get big if they commit to it. But that was a really, really good, like, scary game, like, that Wii U had.
Speaking of Del Toro, another game on my list is basically Pacific Rim.
Oh, Project Giant Robot?
And I'm basically like, I've got a brother. He'll hold one Joy-Con, I'll hold the other. You know, we've got to be drift compatible.
I like that idea. Like a kaiju game? Like, let's bring back like a giant kaiju game?
Yeah, kaiju and robots.
Yeah. It's like chocolate peanut
Mecha,
butter.
Mecha, Jaegers, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a game in development that's called like Project Giant Robot. Maybe it could be that.
I feel like something like that, like with big monsters, would have worked so well on the Wii U if you had the monster being larger than life on the TV, and then like the little people trying to fight the monster down on the small gamepad screen. And it just saddens me that we'll never see that. We'll never see anything like that, because the Switch is going down to a single screen design.
So many good ideas that could have happened on the Wii U that just didn't.
That no one thought of until, like, now on this podcast.
Just, like, only here. Exclusively here.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's one franchise I've kind of been kicking around that I want a reboot of. And at first I didn't think that it was on a Nintendo system, and then I realized that it actually was on the Wii. I want Destroy All Humans to come back. Did you guys ever play that?
I've heard of it, but I haven't played it.
Man, that is one of, like, I don't ever think about, like, that game on my top favorite games list, but I talk about it and think about it so much that I'm starting to think it might be. Like, it's so good. Like, the beginning of, like, the first one, like, has, like, the intro to, like, that really old, terrible 1950s alien movie, Plan 9 from Outer Space. Like, yeah, it's so campy and cheesy, and it is just so much fun. I mean, it was basically like when GTA 3 was really big on the PS2, and they, like, a bunch of developers were like, let's try this GTA style of game. And so a bunch of people made, like, open world, like, action games, and it was so much fun. I think the one on the Wii was Big Willy Unleashed. Wasn't that the Wii one, I think?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think it's in my backlog.
Yeah, but I would love to see, like, some sort of, like, reboot of that series. And if, like, Nintendo is the one to do it, that'd be cool. It's got aliens, it's, like, really corny and campy, and, like, it could, like, appeal to a ton of people. And I don't know how the game sold, but I could see it, like, doing well on something like the Switch.
Yeah, I remember it had, like, a lot of marketing back when it came out.
Yeah, yep. My local Hollywood Video had, like, a ton of posters and a standee for it, I think.
Oh, did you score one?
No, I wish. My mom was not completely convinced it was cool because of, like, the anal probe, and so.
Wait, really? You anal probed people?
Dude, there was like a gun in the game called the anal probe, and you would like go around and you would like kill farmers with it. But like instead of like it like you, they wanted to make it like easy to like work like a gun, so you would hold it down and you would shoot it at people, and they would grab their like butts, and like I think feces was coming out like of their overalls or whatever, and they ran around until their heads. Yeah, they ran around until their heads popped off, and that was how you killed them with the anal probe.
that sounds pretty Nintendo right there.
Yeah, it was totally like crazy and zany. Like it's like if you took the craziest idea Nintendo's ever had, and then just put like 1950s alien like paranoia in it. Like it was awesome. It was cool. You got to like abduct the mayor, and like you got to like pretend to be him and like control the politics of the little town. It was fun.
Well, a game I really want to see that we will never see. Is it's called Kid Icarus Uprising 2. And sometimes I feel like I'm the only person in the entire world that thinks that's like the best game ever.
My brother played it. My brother played it. He liked it.
I liked the stylus control.
I think it worked.
Yeah, I never had a system with a right analog.
Yeah, you know, I never had that either.
I guess I had a PS2, but I never played like action stuff on it. But I played a lot of DS, so like when that came out, that was natural to me. It made sense. Like, oh, this is how you do the camera. But I don't think a sequel would have that. I think it would have just traditional camera controls, which is kind of a bummer.
Well, I think a sequel of this would be awesome because there's so much good, like, world building that happens in Kid Icarus Uprising. There's so many new characters and...
Yeah.
It's just like, they have to continue it. Sakurai gave him so much material.
Yeah, but Sakurai said, like, when someone asked if they were making a sequel, Sakurai said, like, oh yeah, in 20 years someone else can make a sequel. Like, just this, like, dicky answer. Like, he's like, I can't even move my hands anymore after making this game, and now you want me to make Smash Brothers and Kid Icarus Uprising 2?
Poor Sakurai. I agree. I'm like, come on, guys. Sakurai's done enough. Some other people got to pick up some slack.
Yeah.
Why don't we get some of the people off the Kirby games, and they can come make some of that?
Unless they're working on Kirby's Air Ride 2, in which case they need to keep working on it.
What's funny is I was literally, that was the other game I was thinking about. I want a Kirby Air Ride 2. I agree.
See, the biggest mistakes I think Nintendo made last generation wasn't with hardware or software or anything. It was just with their whole picture entertainment marketing thing. Like, they now want to get into movies and TV shows.
Yeah, but yeah. They're kind of late to that. But yeah, they're getting to it. They're getting there, at least.
The Kid Icarus should have launched with a TV show, and The Wonderful 101 should have launched with a TV show.
Yeah.
They should have TV shows. Like, look at, like, Yo-Kai Watch and Pokemon. You know, they both have children's TV shows that's just free advertising, and they both do really well. But then you look at, like, Zelda, and Zelda sells really well with, like, hardcore fans, but it doesn't sell Pokemon numbers. There's no Zelda TV show anymore, you know? That was pretty short-lived.
But it was awesome. But, you know, they gotta talk to Netflix about that, because Netflix is throwing around money for programming, and Kid Icarus is just ripe for the making, because they already made that, like, 30 minutes of... Yeah, those shorts, which strung together is like one episode, and those were good. So, I'm like, I don't even know where they put it.
What? Because, like, when all of us were younger, there were Saturday morning cartoons. But yep. It was a few years ago, the last ones holding out, I think, was the CW.
Yeah,
still
CW,
had Saturday morning cartoons.
CW had, like, Dragon Ball Z Kai and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and they eventually dropped it.
Yeah, so there are no Saturday morning cartoons.
It's what I said. It won't be a Saturday morning cartoon. It'll be instantly streaming on Netflix.
But streaming
places want kids' content.
But do these Netflix shows do well? Like, I don't know how the Skylanders show is doing, or they did a How to Train Your Dragons show.
Yeah, they've got a couple seasons of How to Train Your Dragons, and the new DreamWorks thing, Troll Hunters. I watched the entire season when it came out, and it was well done. That was another Del Toro thing, wasn't it?
Guillermo did that. Yep.
Is that getting out in front of kids? You know, we're not looking to make Netflix money. We're looking to make Nintendo money. Like, would that do like what a Yo-Kai Watch does on like Disney XD or something?
I think depending on how they market it, it could. Because like Trollhunters has that's the front thing I see on Netflix almost daily, like whenever I log into it. Plus, I mean, being on Twitter, like a ton of people, like that pulled in not only kids, but it pulled in like a lot of adults because it had Del Toro's name behind it. So I think if they put like somebody who had like a big creative like push behind that, like Del Toro or like a big name like that, they could easily like, I think, pull in even more than just kids. Like they could pull on the nostalgia of people who played it like back in the day, like us.
Yeah, I think the thing here is that, like, the thing with Netflix is they want the content and they will put their own money behind it. And then when they do that, they will push it themselves. You know, Netflix is really good at saying, hey, you're a Netflix user, watch this. We just put it out. We want, like, we want you to think that we've got, like, nonstop, every time you come back, a whole new series to binge watch.
But is Kid Icarus the right franchise for that, or would that be, I mean, that would be good for Zelda. There were the rumors of the live action Zelda show, which a lot of people would tune in and watch that, but I don't know if Kid Icarus would be the right one. You know, it's a cartoony anime kids thing.
In all honesty, with the way Nintendo's like big franchises are right now, I think if they were going to pick any franchise to do like that type of TV show with, I almost feel like it would be Fire Emblem. Like, I know we're technically already getting like a ton of Fire Emblem stuff, but like with the amount of like marketing push they've been putting behind their big franchises, Fire Emblem seems like it's climbed to the top even faster than something like Kid Icarus. Because like you can't really even, like, the only way that you can really find Kid Icarus is if you find like a pre-owned copy or you go to the eShop. But like Fire Emblem games, I'm still seeing them like in stores like all the time, at least like the 3DS ones. So
yeah, I guess we're never gonna get another Kid Icarus, but we are gonna get more Fire Emblem.
Yeah, not for another 20 years.
Lots and lots of Fire Emblem.
Yeah, there's a ton of Fire Emblem stuff. Like, and I feel like they've really just leaned heavily on that. So I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like if they took like the similar art style and approach that they've been doing with like Awakening and Fates, they could do something with that. But
yeah. Do you see it as an anime or do you see it as like a Game of Thrones? Because I could see it going either way.
Same here. Like, I feel like ultimately, like, I feel like it's got so many anime tropes to it that it kind of already has embraced a lot of that. So it might continue to do that. But I mean,
I guess everyone has like colorful hair.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, I tried showing, like, my friend a picture of, like, one of the Fire Emblem characters, and they're like, why do all the characters look so gaudy? I was like, what do you mean? They're like, well, like, there's, like, blue and green and red hair, there's, like, no normal colored hair. I was like, there's, like, at least a couple.
Like, those are normal, like, medieval Japanese hair colors.
Yeah, I was like, well, you've never seen a guy with green hair? And then I was like, well, I guess not typically. Like, that's not your typical average hair color, but, you know, no judging. But yeah,
it's just like it's dirty blonde, but like
look with past gunk. Look past the seafoam green, and you see blonde.
Very, very dirty blonde.
I've been playing Fire Emblem Conquest, and the thing I keep noticing is just how weird everybody's hair is. Like, there's a girl I just recruited into my party who has like rainbow colored hair. I'm like, how did you get that? Like, are there dyeing stations somewhere where you can just go and get that done?
Whoa, you didn't set up the dyeing station in your castle yet?
No.
Dude, like, no.
That's the most important part.
I really should.
And so you pet their hair.
I have completely ignored the castle building section of that game.
If you can't pet your friends, why even bother?
I I was doing that the other night in the private quarters, not like the petting, but I was like looking at it and I can totally tell like when they cut away, like that they had to show restraint to bring that to America, because you could totally tell that they wanted to keep that in. Like, it was so strange. Yeah, because they'll be talking to you. Like, I had Cora and Mary Azura, and like she's sitting here talking and she's talking to like really lovey-dovey, and then she like it just cuts away and fades to white. I'm like,
it fades to white.
I'm like, I don't know if that, yeah, that freaked me out a little bit. I was like, I don't know if it was comfortable with that.
It was kind of weird. Yeah. I'll admit to that.
It's weird, but talking about Fire Emblem and anime, and I actually sat down and watched a couple episodes of the Phoenix Wright anime the other day. And actually, that got me thinking. Nintendo used to have a detective franchise. Hmm. It never left Japan. It was Famicom Detective Club.
Oh yeah, and I saw the trophy. There's a trophy.
Smash Brothers, and that's like the only reason I know about it and know enough to like look up. And maybe and I would love for Nintendo to bring back something like that, because I'm always down for more like adventure games, and Phoenix Wright.
Yeah.
Just is such a great franchise. I'll just keep eating it up.
Was it like a Phoenix Wright? Was it like a point and click sort of text adventure game?
From what I can tell, yeah, it's like a first person command style adventure game where you go to different places and then you select different commands. The way that adventure games were back. Back then, I don't know that it actually. I mean, it obviously didn't have the touchscreen back then, but so I guess it was a little bit more like. What's the closest analog these days? There isn't anything that's like completely.
It's,
command-based anymore.
It's really similar to, it's basically like a visual novel, but with, the courtroom drama puzzles and stuff like that. Like, it's good. Good. I agree. That seems like it's pretty fitting for, like, an anime, I think.
Wait, is it, Shadowgate?
Yeah, Shadowgate would be the closest Western analog.
Well, I think that's not a recent comparison.
I think with the popularity of games like Danganronpa, that might be a good idea to go with. Because those aren't making a return. There are games out there that are visual novels that are pretty popular.
So. Yeah, the genre's taken off quite a bit, in the last little bit. I think one of the last few favorites was, that weird pigeon dating game that was, Half-Blood Boyfriend or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That was super strange.
I played that.
How was that?
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Did you guys get married?
No.
You're a bird? What?
No.
Yeah.
Everybody's a bird in that game.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's you marry other birds, but I don't think you even marry. I think there's an underlying story to that I didn't unlock all the way. Why they're pigeons or
there was
something like that. There's an underlying story that goes beyond the pigeons. And falling in love. I think there's an underlying story there that I need to.
There was a message. Somewhere there was a message that got missed.
Yeah.
It's a deeper story.
But I do have an idea.
Yeah?
We can, how about the return of Viva Pinata? I know it's not going to happen because this is rare and they're still Microsoft, but I've been wanting a new Viva Pinata game forever. And
wasn't
the
last one on DS?
Yes.
I know there's a DS game, but I don't know if it's the most recent one. It might be. But yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the last one that they made.
I think the deal was that they could do stuff for portable systems, since Xbox doesn't have portable. But I don't know about Switch, because it's a portable, but...
That's probably why they're marketing it so hard as a home console.
Yeah.
Wait, no, they've got Minecraft on. No.
Yeah, Minecraft is
Minecraft is on all systems.
It's on the traditional anyways. And the adventure game are both coming to Switch.
Except for 3DS, ironically. I don't know if Minecraft can be on 3DS.
Yeah, it can run on anything.
Yeah. It's
didn't somebody get to run on a Dreamcast not too long ago? I thought I saw something about that.
Maybe.
Oh, that's sweet.
But yeah, Viva Pinata, I mean, I love both of those games, and I'm very sad that Rare never really continued making those kind of games. So I'd like to see something on the Switch that's kind of like that, because, pet breeding is pretty... I always liked those kind of games, because you never know what you're going to hatch and what you're going to get, so... Those kind of games always are fun, so I'd like to see something like that. If it's not Viva Pinata, maybe something else. I don't really know. But
yeah, I feel like there were a lot of games like that on GameCube. I never... There was one I saw at a used game shop the other day. It was called, Amazing Island or something.
Mm. I don't know. I never heard of that.
Maybe it wasn't Amazing Island, but it was, it was just, breed pets or something. Monsters.
Yeah.
I never played Viva Pinata. It was like a RTS, right? Was that the idea of it?
No, it was pretty much just a breeding game where you would have a garden to yourself and you would continually improve the garden while raising animals. So
a god game?
In a smaller way. It's really just take care of a garden and you add things to the garden, and the more you add things, the more different animals will come and visit the...
Is it like the cat game?
The cat game.
On phones?
What?
I don't...
The cat game, the...
Where, the cat game.
Where the cats come to your house?
What are you playing?
I guess.
No, I don't know. My sister plays it. It's like the biggest... cat game or something. You put out cat food and then cats come and then you have cats.
That's the basic.
That's my life, man.
Dude, that's a very basic idea of the game, sure.
My uncle does that in Arkansas. That little thing you just said about putting cat food out and more cats come. I think he's up to like 26 now.
Oh man,
he's doing really well at that game.
Yeah, I think.
I hope I never reach that number.
So far, I'm at zero, and I'm probably going to try to keep it that way for right now.
You think you can stop at two, but you can't. But actually, that reminds me a little bit of like Dungeon Keeper, which is a sort of like you manage a dungeon, and then monsters show up, and then heroes attack you, and the monsters fight them off. So it's a little more level based. But man, I missed out on Viva Pinata as well. So
it's called.
If they brought it back, that'd be awesome.
Neko Atsume, and it means cat collector. You guys have really not heard about this movie? Game?
No.
They're making a movie, but it's a mobile game.
Are you? You know what? I think I saw the poster the other day.
Yeah, I retweeted it.
I was like, what the? Yeah, that's where I saw it.
But I can't believe you guys have never played that game. Like, it's weird. It's big.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free. Like, you can buy, like, upgrades or you can earn them or whatever. But you just...
Maybe I'll play that.
Just cats come to your house, and that's the whole thing. And they have little buttholes, and you take pictures of them.
You take pictures of them?
You take pictures of the cats.
Oh, okay. Oh. That makes more sense.
It's not the buttholes. It's not the point of the game.
And then Professor Oak pops up and grades your picture. It's like, great shot.
That's a butthole.
Nice. Oh, man. Okay, so I have a pretty crazy one that I feel like is more like a hardcore Nintendo fan dream than it is like an actual Nintendo's gonna do it. Mm. Like, have you guys seen that mock-up Waluigi picture called Epic Waluigi?
No, but I'm gonna look that up right now. Yeah, is that like Epic Mickey?
Dude, no, it looks like, it's got like Waluigi, and he looks like he's holding a sword, and there's like a car in the background or something, I think. It looks like, I want like... With the amount of, like, popularity that Waluigi has gotten in the last little bit, like, I feel like Waluigi would be, like, hilarious, like, in a, like, his own game. Like Wario and Waluigi and, like, a Mario Brothers-style game, but, like, it's, like, I don't know, like, something crazy. Like, I feel like Waluigi is just primed for something crazy.
I had to get through so much other Google image results before I got to what you were describing.
Yeah, but I do see it. It is beautiful, and I want it.
Yeah, yes. Actually, you're right. Waluigi would be a great... You know, Wario had his own series of games where he headlined. Waluigi, it would be pretty awesome for him to headline a game.
It would be. Like, Luigi got his own, like, with Luigi's Mansion, and everybody really, like, enjoys that one. And, like, Luigi, I feel like, is a pretty big favorite character, but, like, Waluigi has gotten kind of, like... I don't know, I feel like he's gotten a little bit more popular, like, in the last few years. I feel like he'd be a fun character to do a game with.
Oh my gosh, it's rated E10 and up for extreme wah. Okay, yeah, I'm sold.
Sold.
Okay, right? But who makes this game? What kind of genre is it?
Rockstar makes this game, obviously.
Is it like a 2D Mario? Is it a Grand Theft Auto game? I feel like...
Is it a Yakuza game?
Oh my gosh, Wakuza?
No. Oh! That's it. That's what we're going with.
Yeah, that's a good one.
See, and like...
That's a good one.
I don't know, like, I feel like I would want it to be a 3D one. So, like, something that was similar to, like, Luigi's Mansion. Not, like, Luigi's Mansion-style gameplay, but I feel like something, like, that's, like, an offshoot of Luigi like that. I feel like I'd want that for Waluigi. Like, and I don't know, like, it, like, to be honest, what I look at with this cover, like, it looks kind of like what I'd want. I don't really know what it is, but...
maybe it takes place all inside of New Donk City, and ooh. Waluigi is...
A mafia leader?
Like a godfather?
Or like the son of a godfather?
Revenge on, or he's taking over the local crime families one by one.
Yeah, except it's like the local crime family of Koopas or something like that.
Or the Wa family.
The
Wa family. Just to introduce, baby pink gold Wa peach.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like, we need the whole family.
How awesome would that be?
The world.
Oh my god, I want this game, please.
The more we discuss it, the more I want it.
Oh, and that is on my list. Godfather is on my list. Because HD Rumble.
Oh my god.
Motion controls. If you ever played Godfather on the Wii, it made great use of the motion controls because you would go into stores and you'd beat people up and you could just shoot them with a pointer, but you could grab them with the Wiimote and the nunchuck, and then you'd whip your arms to the left and you'd slam their head into the cash register, and then you'd like jerk both controllers down, and then it'd be like kneeing them in the face, and then you could like slowly move the controllers left and right back and forth, and then they would slowly choke. So rated M for everyone, obviously. But with HD Rumble, I just love to have that come back, and the Warfather would totally let me do that.
Yes. I want you guys to look at an image I just shared on Skype. Do you guys see it?
Oh, I see it.
Yeah. That's the Warfather. I think that's what we all want, yeah?
Okay, but what if it's a whole city where they're all the Wa people, and some of them are good and some of them are bad, and it's called, like, Chihuahua or something?
Oh, my goodness.
But we could have, like, a Wa mayor and a Wa police chief. And it's just where these people are from, because they're not from Brooklyn and, like, the Mushroom Kingdom or whatever. Like, they're from somewhere else. So I'd love it if they were, like, from Chicago or some other city, and we just got to sort of learn about who these people are.
Yeah. Give us some, like, insight into Waluigi's, like, story. Like, we've had how many games with Mario and Luigi? Like, let's see what Waluigi's all about.
And I think the only official thing about Waluigi is that he's friends with Wario, or that he knows Wario. Like, he doesn't like to go on adventures. He doesn't, like, he's not Luigi's arch nemesis. He's just friends with Mario's arch nemesis.
Exactly. He's like, just kind of there.
He's the ugly friend for the double dates. Like,
I mean, they didn't really explain that, though, huh? Like, is he supposed to be a rival of Luigi, or is he just a guy?
Wario is Mario's rival.
Yeah.
And Waluigi is just Wario's friend that he brings, like, to events as his plus one.
Okay.
Oh, you know what would be really weird, too, if we got, like, a game like that, what we could do? Like, if they introduced, like, a female counterpart for Waluigi and Luigi, or for Waluigi and Wario.
Like a Wa love interest?
Yes.
Yeah, like Wa Peach and Wa Daisy, right?
Yes. Yep, exactly. How crazy would that be? And they're all intertwined in this Wa family story about love, vengeance, and hate.
And they have to save Chihuahua from Wa Bowser.
I just want a whole game now about Waluigi's backstory, and I want everybody to have Wa like in it now. Like, that's kind of my only dream for the Switch.
Everything
now.
But the music.
No, it's gonna be Wa, all of it.
But that's just like New Super Mario Brothers all over again.
Yeah. Dude, he lives in that world.
He's there. It makes sense. It's canonical. Yeah.
So I'm looking up Shadow the Hedgehog, and I'm trying to like figure out if anything.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah, we just made Shadow the Hedgehog, you guys.
Oh crud.
I feel really guilty about that game because I like begged for it for Christmas one year, and then of all people, my grandma got it for me, and then it was terrible, and like I still feel guilty like 20 years later or whatever, like. Oh, I should really play that game my grandma bought me.
So, I'm not gonna lie, I never played it, but I always wanted to really badly. Like, if I have a pretty, like high tolerance for stuff that isn't good, will I enjoy it?
Is it? Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Do you like Sonic Adventure?
I don't think I've ever played Sonic Adventure. I played Sonic 6. And that was...
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's very similar, but not as broken.
And there's no hedgehogs kissing real people.
The Sonic Adventure games are broken. Especially the first one is virtually unplayable.
What? No, the first one is awesome. The last one is unplayable. Sonic 06 is not
That one was definitely not playable, even functional. I was going to give that game a chance. I'm like, I hear all the bad stuff, but I'm like, I should play this. I like Sonic. I should give this a try. And I quit about 30 minutes in because I had had enough of the loading times, which were abysmal. And then the last level, there's like a bunch of quick time events. And I was like, I hate this. This isn't fun. This isn't fun at all.
Wait.
And yeah, I gave up.
I just realized something magical. What are the load types times going to be like on Switch? Are they going to be like
that's true.
Short?
There was a video of this from opening the game to actually getting to gameplay of Zelda. I know it's up on the internet somewhere. Somebody took a video and it's less than a minute easily. I think when I was counting, it's a little over 30 seconds. I'd have to double check. But it's pretty fast considering it's an open world game that it's loading.
Yeah, and the Wii U takes when I hit the fast menu and hit a game, then like I have time to like go make pizza rolls or something.
Oh man, I can't wait to be with the Switch, and we just don't have to worry about that anymore. Hopefully, cross your fingers.
I am so excited about the Switch to carts, and actually, I'm gonna buy everything I can. Well, I was trying to buy everything I could physically before, but it's going to be so convenient. Those things are so small. I can just take my entire game library with me wherever I am.
I don't know. I did that for a couple of years with the 3DS, and it ended up getting kind of cumbersome. So I think I might go digital with the Switch.
Maybe not my entire game library, but I have maybe a booklet of my top 12 games at any one time. And then I also have, I think I've mentioned this on the forums, I was also pulling for the Koei Tecmo crossover Nintendo effort to be not Fire Emblem, but Donkey Kong. Because there's enough characters in Donkey Kong, you could do that.
So like, instead of weapons, you just are Donkey Kong and you like beat up people?
He could have his gun,
he's got tons of different attacks. His coconut gun, they've got guns, they've got bongos. They can ground
bongos.
Pound.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Bongos. The peanut gun DD Kong has.
Yeah, in DK64, everyone had guns, you know.
Hmm. Yeah, I would play Donkey Kong Warriors for sure.
They've that's got, like, the freaking barrel jetpacks.
That's at least a different take than, like, Fire Emblem, Zelda, Dragon Quest. You know, those all have swords and stuff. Doing something new with those kind of games would be nice.
Well, they do have other ones. Like, they have a One Piece one and a Gundam one. Like,
I didn't know they had those.
Yeah, I have a friend who's really into them. He, will rant everyone that comes out and play it until he's tired of it.
Yeah, and I think Fire Emblem's a great safe... You know, it's very obvious. It applies very directly. They've got swords. It's fancy. Got a lot of characters. But, like, it would be really great to see this with Donkey Kong, because it's such a more... They could probably... Probably skews younger, so you can get people into the franchise easier, and also the gameplay is not too complex, so, you know, it'd be a great introduction to, like, the entire cast of characters. Let me just go down this list. I mean, Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong, Dixie Kong, Baby Kong, Candy Kong, Cranky Kong, Lanky Kong, Chunky Kong, Tiny Kong, Funky Kong, Kitty Kong, Swanky Kong. They got a lot of Kongs.
Wait, did you say Funky Kong? Don't figure out Funky Kong.
They got a lot of these characters.
He can pick people up with his surfboard.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, see? It could be so wacky, zany, something, you know, it would still be Dynasty Warriors, but I think it would have been awesome.
Yeah, that is more exciting than Fire Emblem Warriors. Like, I don't really care. I don't know any of those characters. It's like I know the ancient, like, anime versions of the Japanese historical figures, then I know them better than I know the Fire Emblem characters. You know, like, if I play Samurai Warriors, I'm like, oh, I recognize him from Samurai Warriors. But
from the last time I
the Fire Emblem characters, I'll be like, oh, it's Ike? We like Ike.
Yeah, it makes it so hard to vote on the Fire Emblem Heroes thing. Because they really have the old games, and I don't know anything about the franchise. So I'm like, why are there 100 characters per game? How do they expect me to pick? I only made it up to, like, the third game in their list, and I'm like, okay, I'm picking the first like person who catches my eye. Her? Okay. I'm just going to vote for her every day. It's too much choice.
One game I really want that will never happen. There are a couple of them. Okay, we're doing Pokemon spinoffs now. I want Pokemon Animal Crossing. I never understood why this didn't happen, you know? Like, just replace the animals with Pokemon. Like, so easy. You can even repeat character traits like they do in Animal Crossing. You know, there's only like 5 characters in Animal Crossing and they just put different skins and names on them.
Oh my god, and I would love to hear it because we've had Animalese and we've had Baby Bees. So now we can have Pokemonese.
Yeah, they would have to maybe record like Pika 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 Pika, which could get really annoying to listen to, like if you're like on this doing quests for someone, you're like, oh my god, shut up. Oh my gosh. I hope that's happening. You know, that game just disappeared after that petition, so I wonder if they're like, yeah, like we're in talks with Danny DeVito now.
We need so, Danny DeVito on Pikachu right now.
Yeah. And they just like the project is on halt. It's never coming to America. They're not releasing 2 until they get Danny DeVito.
Man, how awesome would it be if Danny DeVito just voices like not only like the Japanese one or the English one, but like what if he did the Japanese one? Just Danny DeVito all around.
You know, he's like a goofy guy. Like, I could see him just being extremely, like, yeah, whatever, I'll do the Pokemon movie. Like, why not? Pokemon.
I'll do the Pokemon's movies. Yeah, let's do it.
He was really confused because, like, when that was trending, he was like, Pokemon, like, from the 90s?
Like,
he didn't know
it was the whole thing. Like, that one thing. He never, like, got out of, like, his taxi cab or wherever he was and, like, sees everybody, like, huddled around in a park for Pokemon Go. And he's like, what's all these kids here with the Pokemans? What are they doing over here? Like, he never once was like, oh, this is from the 90s.
That story was before Pokemon Go. No, that's right. A long time ago now.
Oh, okay. Duh. Yeah. Okay. Now that was, never mind. Scratch that. But I still love the idea of Danny DeVito seeing a bunch of people in the park going, what's up with all these kids and the Pokemans?
yeah. Another game I want is, a Pokemon Warriors, which a lot of people say like, oh, how would that work? But they already like made a really crappy one. It's called Pokemon Rumble and it's awesome and I love it.
It is basically Warriors, you're right.
And they made awesome. Nobunaga's Ambition Cross Pokemon. Everyone forgets about that game. They're like, oh, the licensing.
Forgot about but, that
like,
game.
They already like have the rights to Pokemon. Like they've made a Pokemon game, and like everyone played it, and was like, oh, this is awesome. I just forgot about it. But I think those are the same characters as like the Dynasty Warriors games.
They should make a Pokemon. Have they made a Pokemon Tactics game?
Yes. Nobunaga's Ambition Cross Pokemon. Everyone always forgets about it.
Everybody played it and everybody loved it.
One job, man.
Oh my god. Oh, and the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games. They're alright.
Yeah. They're a thing.
They're a thing, yeah.
Yeah.
If I were to be stranded on a desert island forever, like, oh yeah, I would take those games with me.
The Mystery Dungeon games?
Yes, definitely. Because that's... Oh, there's just so much stuff to do, like...
It is true. What else was there in Pokemon spinoffs?
Snap.
Snap. Detective. They need more.
They need more.
They can just keep going with Pokemon. Pokemon is...
Yeah, they should just drop the other ones. Like, why aren't we getting, like, Legend of Pokemon? Like, Breath of the Wind-type Pokemon?
Maybe they can take all the flying Pokemon and redo Rogue Squadron with them. You know?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But it's like Spearow in this mission.
They did that, and it was really shitty. Did you ever play Poke Park? In Poke Park, there were all these little mini-games, and like some of them were like flying mini-games, and they were very good, but they happened. But those games, oh my gosh, those games were awesome. The first one was really cutesy, and it was like, oh, you get to go play with Pokemon and play all these mini-games and run around this world. And the second one was like, oh, you get to play mini-games with Pokemon, but also, like, there are all these evil Pokemon that are, like, killing all the other Pokemon and, like, trapping them in, like, the ghost world, and they're all, like, dying. And the second one's, like, really crazy and dark.
That's a downer, dude.
Sorry. But no, I like those games. I wouldn't mind a third Poke Park game. I would play that.
I kind of liked the, I kind of liked Pokken Tournament. Like, I thought that was, like, kind of what I had wanted from a Pokemon, like, for a long time. Like, I feel like that's kind of what Stadium was going for, but Stadium didn't have, like, the action battles, and for me, that was kind of what I had always wanted from Pokemon, was being able to, like, not have to just play Pikachu on Smash Brothers all the time and actually have a legitimate, like, fighter for Pokemon.
Yeah, why isn't Jigglypuff in Pokken?
I don't know. I thought that was strange. There was a lot of Pokemon in that game that I was kind of weirded out that, like, weren't in there. Because I feel like there was a lot of them that could have very easily been in there.
What about Pokemon Dash? You know,
no.
I mean...
Nope. No. I spent
That's a good answer.
$40 on that game. I bought it full price after Nintendo Power was like, this is the lowest score we've ever given to a Nintendo game. Like, I was like, oh, well, it's probably fine. And then I bought it for, like, while I was going on a vacation overseas. So the only thing I had to play was Pokemon Dash. And it was a very, very long plane ride.
All the more reason to come back and try to redeem, you know, Pokemon needs to get into that. Is it racing?
Yeah, they called it a racing game. But it wasn't a racing game. It was just a ruin your new DS game.
Like, I think I'm really scraping the bottom of my, like, my crazy barrel here, because I'm like, I want to try to imagine a Pokemon racer as something like Star Wars Pod Racer, but with, like, Pokemon for some reason, and my mind is fixated on trying to make this work.
Yeah, I think that the PokéPark games had, like, some racing minigames.
Dude, PokéPark has everything.
Yeah, you should try to pick them up if you can find them cheap. They're awesome.
You know,
but yeah, did you guys have anything else?
I was thinking of one last series that maybe could get, like, something crazy.
Okay.
I was thinking of, what would you guys think of a, like, Star Fox spinoff game, but not like Guard, but something like, not Warriors, but something like Star Fox Warriors or something like that? I don't know, like some sort of, like, brawler that maybe leans, instead of, like, being so arcadey, I don't know, something that has more of, like, a, I don't know. Something different with Star Fox, I guess, is really what I'm thinking.
I think Star Fox is a challenge. It's almost like a how do you save Star Fox at this point?
We need a game called Star Fox Craft,
like
StarCraft but with Star Fox.
I'd be into that. I'd really be into that. I think that,
like, we're back to Carmine's tactics games. You know,
we started it and we end there. Yeah, like it's yeah. I don't know. I feel like Star Fox just has such, like, good, like, characters and world building, and, like, there's so many cool things in Star Fox. Like, I just don't know why, like, we just don't get very many of them. And I feel like, I know they probably don't sell that great, but, like, I don't know, I would love something different from Star Fox besides just, like, a normal style game. Like,
well,
I don't know.
Maybe redo Star Fox, but, like, don't treat it like an arcade shooter and don't treat it as, like, this right thing. Treat it like Star Wars and make Rogue Squadron out of Star Fox.
Exactly,
that'd
yeah.
be cool.
Well, I think that Star Fox could work really well as, like, a skin over, like, Advanced Wars.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Because in Advanced Wars, you have your one character that you kind of, you know, play through as, and that character is strong, but then there's just all the units. But in Star Fox, you could just have the main characters be the, they were like COs, I think is what they called them. And they just had like faceless little enemies at the bottom.
Yeah. It almost makes me think of...
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It almost makes me think of like in Command, like there was like that little map at the bottom and you would like kind of like draw your paths to like how you would fly and everything. Like I
played that one.
That was actually my first Star Fox game. It wasn't...
Wow.
It wasn't that bad. Like I liked it. But I mean, after playing 64, I much prefer that one, but like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like something tactical or something like that could totally work for a Star Fox game.
See, my first Star Fox game was Adventures, and, my third one was Star Fox Zero. So I grew up with Adventures thinking like, oh, Star Fox is terrible. Then played Star Fox 64 3D and was like, oh, this is pretty good. And then played Star Fox Zero and was like, Star Fox is terrible.
Oh, why?
I mean, I have not played enough to judge it, if that says anything about how terrible it is. I just quit really fast. I was like, well, I should get to my sister's wedding and never play this game again.
Well, I got into Star Fox 64. I really like Star Fox 64, but beyond that, I haven't really gotten into any of the other ones. Like, every time they go and do land missions, I get bored, and, you know, it's really, for me, it's just, you know, hearing, like, I just think that the game should stay in space. It should be more akin to Star Fox 64 than anything else, because I think that's the game people remember the most.
I don't know that, I'm having trouble imagining someone beating Star Fox 64 at its own game.
Are you thinking like a yeah. Star Fox 65, maybe?
64 and a half.
I feel like Nintendo is in a cool place right now because they're kind of taking, I mean, their two biggest franchises, Mario and Zelda, and they're like really flipping them on their heads in terms of what like the traditional idea of those games are. And I think if we started like, if Nintendo started doing some of that with some of their other franchises, I feel like we'd be getting like a lot different, like some, a lot different concepts with the new game, like with the old games. Like, I would love them to do, like, Breath of the Wild and Odyssey treatment to, like, Star Fox and to, like, Metroid and stuff like that. Like, I want, like, their old franchises to be treated differently. Like, it's a new era. Like, I want them to start thinking about them differently.
Yeah, and honestly, with these games, we'll be happy with that. Because, like, Star Fox, we haven't... They have to try something different. Because... Either
they
because
can't
if not,
do
they're
the
just
same anymore.
Yeah, they can't because they'll just never outdo, you know, Star Fox 64 or the Super NES one if you prefer that. They just can't outdo those. So they're going to have to do something different, and I think we'll be. I'd like to think fans would be happy to see that. Metroid will be happy to see just a straight up Metroid.
Just knowing it still
we'll
exists.
Be happy for. Yeah, we'll be happy to know. We'll be happy. We'll take it.
Please, yeah, just pass it on. Yeah.
Just as long as it's not, you know, Team Ninja.
Other M2.
Yeah. Well, we've come full circle, so...
Another pinball game.
Ooh. All right, I think that's going to be it for this episode. Next week, well, not next week, but, like, you know, next episode, Matt is moving, so we're going to talk about moving and what you do with all your game systems when you move and, you know, whether or not you set them back up. And we're going to talk about how we're going to fit the Switch into our current gaming setups. So be excited for that because it was my idea and I'm really excited about it.
I'm excited about it.
All right.
I have to think of a way. Funny enough, I just rearranged my room, so now I do have to think about that kind of stuff.
Whoa. Save it for next week.
I know. I'll save it for next time.
Spoiler alert for the next week.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.